The scientific name for black truffles, Tuber melanosporum, may not sound very sexy, but truffles are one of the most coveted items of gastronomes and chefs for their sensual fragrance and je ne sais quoi that they impart to foods flavored with them. Truffles are not technically mushrooms. They are a fungus that grows below ground in a symbiotic relationship with trees in their roots, feeding off of the sugars of the root plant while the tree roots feed themselves through the fungus. Pat and John Martin own and operate a truffle orchard outside of Charlottesville on a property they have dubbed Les Clos de la Rabasse, or the cul-de-sac of the truffle. That's Wellington you hear, the Martin 6-year-old truffle hunting yellow lab, putting his sniffer to work. The Martins want to add Virginia to the roster of states in the Mid-Atlantic where truffles are cultivated. Right now, North Carolina and Tennessee are the only two states that are currently producing viable truffle crops. The Martins started their orchard of beech trees in the mid-aughts and are due for a harvest any time now, making Les Clos de la Rabasse ground zero for winter black Perigord truffle production in the state.
We would say never invest your life savings or your retirement or any of it into this because it is high risk. But it is an adventure. And we talk about this from time to time. Just how did we get into this?
Agriculture is the Commonwealth's number one industry, and according to the governor's office, generated more than $3.35 billion in exports last year. And a lucrative crop such as truffles could be an economic boon for farmers willing to take the risk of planting an orchard. The crop could also attract younger farmers who could reinvigorate the rapidly aging farming population in the Commonwealth and across the United States. Cultivating truffles is not complicated, but it is risky. Truffles that are cultivated get their start from inoculated seedlings that are planted in soil that drains well. With a little luck from Mother Nature, truffles start to develop and can be cultivated within 5 years. A telltale brulé or burnt area develops around the roots of the trees, indicating truffle activity is present. Even if Virginia might be a few seasons away from producing the black diamonds of the kitchen, the enthusiasm is there on the part of chefs for a local product that can fetch up to $800 per pound and is highly perishable. Executive chef Jared Adams of Charlottesville's Clifton Inn has worked in the hospitality industry for more than 16 years and would welcome the opportunity to incorporate a locally grown truffle into his gastronomic offerings.
That would be a really amazing thing to have a local truffle orchard nearby, primarily for freshness reasons. Everything we buy now is either from Oregon or imported from overseas. We're looking at how North Carolina and Tennessee have grown with their truffle orchards. I think there's definitely a viable market for chefs who especially foster the philosophy of buying local and buying fresh, would relish the opportunity to have their hands on the product and smell it, and then be able to serve that to their guests.
Back at Les Clos de la Rabasse, the Martins reflect on how far they've come since their first planting.
Now, of course, the real satisfaction will be the first time we pull a truffle out of the ground. Then we'll know it was all worth it, because it does take a lot of time, and patience is important and not my strong suit. I guess it's like starting any new endeavor, and probably something like this that is largely entrepreneurial. It always takes more time and more money than you think it's going to. But when you get it, when you get what you're after, when you achieve the goal, and we can see it coming, it's coming. So it's very satisfying.
For WMRA News, I'm Amy Leffler.